Welcome to Wonder Reality. This is Jim Harwell. I want to discuss briefly the problem of poverty and how we might deal with it. I am in a country in South America, and every day we are seeing the worst poverty and it has to be about the worst suffering someone can endure. Well, not the worst suffering. There's a lot of different types of suffering, right? But we encounter every day when we walk outside people who are basically dying on the street. They are asleep. They have nothing but the clothes on their back. They look like they're dead. They're very thin, emaciated, not healthy, of course. They're, you know, so dirty. They've, you know, who knows how long it's been since they've cleaned. It's just, they're just trying to survive. And when you walk outside, every few minutes, there's someone asking for money, asking for, it's just tragic. Right now, I don't know if you can hear the rain. It's pouring down rain. I'm in a big city. And how do we deal with this? I really don't have, you know, I'm just going to give my thoughts on it. I'm certainly not an expert. It's just one person's opinion. But it's very difficult, very challenging just for us to deal with it. I mean, let alone for them. It's just unimaginable. But the first thing I want to say is actually trying to put a positive spin on this issue, which Jesus Christ presents in the Gospels. And it's this. This world, the earth, is upside down. God's world, which is His kingdom, Him, and everything related to Him, is the right side up. So, Jesus said, "Woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who laugh. Woe to you who are full. Woe to you who have everything you need," is basically what He's saying. "Woe to you who have made it in this world." Woe to you who are popular when men speak well of you. He said, "Blessed, happy, fortunate, favored are you who are poor." Blessed, happy, favored are you who weep now. Blessed are you who hunger now. For you later shall celebrate, shall be full. You shall laugh. You shall... And so, you know, Jesus said, whoever wants to save his life will lose it. If you lose your life, you'll find it. These people who are the lowest on the earth, the destitute, the people on the street with nothing, who are dying, they've been given nothing. I truly believe that if they go their whole life like that, that's likely that they will make it to heaven. You know, if they're, you know, for example, if we just look at it technically, a lot of experts would say, "Oh, well, most homeless and destitute people are mentally ill." Okay, well, if they're mentally ill, if they're mentally deranged and they've lost their mind from, I don't know when that happened during their life, at what age, but I believe those people, when they die, will go to heaven. I truly believe that. What am I basing that on? All the Gospels, but for example, you know, some of the things I just cited, but also this parable of the rich man and Lazarus. That's the great story about, you know, the rich man had everything. He ended up in hell. Lazarus was the lowest of beggars. He was not only a beggar on the street, couldn't even, you know, but he had sores all over his body, and dogs came and licked the sores. Like, but he made it to heaven. So, yes, this world, we see this suffering, but the hope is, and what Jesus has presented is that these people are more likely to make it to heaven. And eternity is what matters. Now, that doesn't mean that all people who are well off and doing well will end up in hell, because with God, everything's possible. Amen. And, you know, God is so big and so awesome that we actually can receive from Him what we believe and what we, you know, so and so forth. Now, in other words, the famous verse, Numbers 14:28, as truly as you have spoken in my hearing, says the Lord, so I shall do unto you. So that's a powerful truth and revelation there. But still, you know, it's just a fact that some people are born into parts of the world and into, you know, environments and families where they have material things, and some people are not. And how do we deal with it? Well, the second thing, yes, we should try to help these people. Yes, we should do what we can. Pray for them, you know, help them. If we can get involved in a charity that helps these people, then we should give to that charity. And that's what I want to encourage anyone who's listening. Please do consider giving to some charity that does this, that helps those who are in great need. One that comes to mind, of course, is everyone, you know, most people have heard of Compassion International, and some of those, they help kids. But, you know, even in, you know, different cities, will have specific ministries, you know, the mission that helps these people get off the street. But the rain is actually slowing a little bit, but it is one of the most difficult things to deal with, is this suffering and just the, it's heartbreaking. And then we could even feel guilty that we have general health and we have material things. It's just, but I truly believe this world is upside down. And Jesus presents that. He says, if anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. If anyone hates his life in this world, he'll keep it for eternal life. Hate your life. What is Jesus saying here? He says, let me just go through some of them. If anyone wants to save his life, he will lose it. If anyone loses his life for my sake and the sake of the gospel, he'll find it. If anyone finds his life, he'll lose it. You know, what do most people in the world say? Go find yourself. Go out to travel and find yourself and you know, love your life and all this. It's not what Jesus says to do. If anyone comes after me, let him forget himself. Totally forget himself. Take up his cross, die every day, and follow me. Amen. And when we do, we receive the most valuable entity in the universe. Amen. Jesus said, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. He who humbles himself will be exalted. I love the portion I read earlier from Luke. It's just so awesome. Woe to you who are rich. You've received your consolation. Woe to you who laugh, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you when men speak well of you. For so their fathers did to the false prophets. Blessed are you who are suffering. Blessed are you who are poor, who hunger. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you who hunger, for you shall celebrate. Amen. That was the first massive lightning bolt, whatever, you know, thunderbolt, whatever you want to call it. It's pouring down rain. And it just reminds you of how incredible God is, that He brings the rain, that He created this earth so that mankind could live. And I'll just throw this in. It's so frustrating that we have enough water and food. God provides enough water and food for everyone on the earth. And yet, so many people on the earth cannot get the water and food that they need. It's perplexing, but again, the big picture is the upside down world. That this world is upside down. That all the things, Jesus said, that which is, those things that are highly regarded on the earth are detestable to God. What's highly regarded on the earth? Power and money and popularity and fame and fortune and, you know, someone who's, has talents and skills and whose intelligence and talent and all these things are detestable to God. Just, if we let that sink in, that's unbelievable. I believe it. It's great. I mean, the things, so we can take the opposite of that and say the things that are not highly regarded in this world are things that God likes. You know, someone who realizes they are nothing and can do nothing and they are humble themselves before God, and someone who has a broken and contrite spirit over their sin and they're humble themselves before God, those things are highly regarded. Amen. Now, it's a challenging thing to do that, because in the world we almost are taught and are compelled to to promote ourselves and to exalt ourselves among men. But I believe it's before God when we do these things before God, those are things that He likes. Again, that's part of the upside down world and how His kingdom is the right side up. That it's, you know, it's the opposite of what the world says is the right thing to do. You know, things highly regarded, beauty, you know, all those things that I listed. What do people generally want to do on the earth? They want to party and celebrate and you know, live to the fullest and all of these things. And those are just temporary. Those don't matter. It's the eternal things that matter. Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven. Totally opposite from what the world says. You know, the world says store up your things on the earth. You know, get material things. Get all you can. You know, Jesus presents a totally different way. Amen.